Hello, 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 you guys. Welcome to Life Discussions with Dr. Jefferson. I'm your host, Dr. Jefferson, and today we're going to watch this video and we're going to react. Mr. He Got Game is a person that I have known for a very, very long time, and he lives in Atlanta. He is now a married man, and I thought it'd be interesting to kind of check out his show that he had on Submission the other day. He had a couple of males on there, and these men kind of come from different walks of life. They have a pretty vast history, and the one thing that they all had in common is that they are pretty well-off men. And I thought it was interesting that they, you know, gave their perceptions on Submission and that whole piece. And we're gonna look at the varying perceptions they have on Submission. And there is a female caller as well. I think it's Nia. I don't know. We'll check it out later more in depth, but I just wanted to kind of do this little preview really quickly so you guys can kind of hear what Philip here has to say.
We're talking about tradition. A lot of modern women, you know, they typically are not in line. They don't believe in submitting to anything. It's usually unequivocal equality for them, or what they believe it to be. Oh, there goes Ray.
Go ahead. What's up, Ray? Ray, you good now?
What's up? I'm here.
We had technical difficulties. Okay, Ray, we're going to give you a little intro to describe yourself to folks. All right, just tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Ray Ladey, retired military, software analyst, and just here to support my friend Reg. It's a pretty good topic that we see a lot inside of this group. So I definitely told him that I want to be part of it.
All right. It's time to get back to the show. Now we can go all four boxes. Okay. Ray, I just entered a question. What type of man do you think a woman will submit to?
What type of man would a woman submit to?
Yes.
I think that most women would definitely submit to the alpha style dude. You know what I'm trying to say? Basically, you got to have your stuff together, man. You know, it is what it is. So it's like, to me, I kind of look at it a little bit different than a lot of, you know, guys.
So we're going to check out this pre-show. I'm going to play my disclaimers and all that good stuff. If you guys are not into rock and rhythm and blues, then you probably want to come back in about 3 minutes or so. But I thought it'd be interesting for you guys to kind of just sit with a little bit of what that entails. So I'll see you in a moment. Hello, hello, hello again. I am your host, Dr. Jefferson. If you guys are checking this out for the very first time, just know that this is a channel that features conversations around accountability as it applies to issues, topics that relate to melanated people in America and abroad. Today, we're going to have the conversation about submission. As you guys can see there in the description, I've typed a lot of stuff about kind of where modern women are today as it applies to their ideas around submission and whether or not they feel like submission is important. There has often been a point made by men, modern day men, and traditional men, that women these days have issues as it applies to submission. I had a conversation with another guy, not the one that I'm going to show you guys the video of, but another male that I have been in contact with and been friends with for quite some time as well, over a decade. And one of his things that he told me tonight that he felt around submission is that Black women are extremely traumatized, but they don't want to admit that they're traumatized, they're broken. And that is what prevents them from submitting. What do you think, official urban therapist?
Hello, he's everybody. Hello.
I can
hello,
hear
how
you.
How you doing? Well,
hey, Miss Andy.
This is going to be a very interesting topic. I honestly believe that the modern day women have say issue with submission.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play this content so we can jump right on in here. I thought this was a really interesting conversation, though, and many of you will see like the comments.
I would not. I kind of see it like you really got to have your stuff.
Hold on. Many of you will see the comments coming from the viewers because they feel like the panel is in balance because it's all men, right? But that's a picture of his wife at the bottom. And so let me see if I can make it here. You can kind of see her. Yeah. So I don't know. I want you guys to listen to the different males' perspectives because they don't all have the same generalized idea around submission. And then they also don't have the same idea as to how to map out finances and things like that as it, you know, applies to the relationship. But I think it's interesting to listen to what they had to say. So I'm going to rewind here and come back a bit. Okay. Nope. Okay.
Hello, social media. What's going on? My name is Mr. He Got Game, and I got a fantastic show for you today. Today, we're going to talk about why women should submit. The word submission, for some odd reason, puts a bad taste in folks' mouths. But I'm going to go ahead and introduce my guest today. All right? Let me go ahead and start off with Raymond Lede. Raymond. Raymond, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're echoing. Go ahead. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself, Ray.
They had some issues there.
I think Ray has got a bad connection, so I'm going to go ahead and switch over to Philip. What's going on with you, Philip?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Go ahead and tell the folks about yourself. A little bit of description.
Not much to tell. I mean, I believe that women should unequivocally submit to their man's guidance and leadership.
Okay. You know, tell them, you know, you're a retired, successful businessman, you know, something to that nature, not the topic.
That's it. Well, retired at 39. I play a lot of golf. I get on Reggie's nerves. It's going to be a good podcast. He's got a lot of stuff in store for you guys.
All right. Let's try Raymond again. If Raymond's not here, so Elliot, what's going on with you? Welcome to the show, Elliot.
Man, thank you, bro. Hey, this is your boy EC. And, hey, this is a topic that I enjoy talking about. because I think it's balanced. And I am a retired soldier. Now I'm a thriving entrepreneur, been married for about 5 years. My wife and I, we don't go by the title of a power couple because we think that's crass. But my wife is a doctor, and we'll get into how we got the dynamics of our marriage, even though she has that role in her professional life. But we are well-to-do, and man, we thrive in real estate, credit repair, the whole nine. We have a bunch of businesses, and we just living life, bro.
So this is what, your third or fourth marriage? Which one is it?
So this is my fourth marriage. This is my fourth marriage. So I have two chapters in my life, and my wife is the second chapter. First chapter.
I think you are muted because I can't hear you.
All right. So I said, I want you guys to hold your comments about his four marriages. And I was saying that they are going to have a conversation about the different male types and you know, submission as it applies to the different types of males that they think automatically elicit submission from a woman and things like that. So they got some interesting purviews. But let's let him finish.
It was all trash. I was trash. And then I have to be reborn. So now it's a whole new brand, bro. So so the second half has been dope.
Okay. And your wife submits to you, correct?
Oh, absolutely. That's just the way. That's the only way it can work.
Okay. I have to apologize, Raymond, for some odd reason. Ray dropped off. So we got to continue until Ray get back on. But go ahead. Let's get this show started. Let's start off by saying, what type of a man do you think a woman will submit to?
Throughout history, women really, I mean, outside of force, obviously, women only submit to men that they respect. Now, how they quantify that respect is on them, you know. But again, you know, we're talking about traditionally, a lot of modern women, you know, they typically are not in line. They don't believe in submitting to anything. It's usually unequivocal equality for them or what they believe it to be. Oh, there goes Ray. Go ahead.
What's up, Ray? Ray, you good now?
What's up? I'm here.
We had technical difficulties. Okay, Ray, we're going to give you a little intro to describe yourself to folks. All right, just tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Ray Ladey, retired military, software analyst, and just here to support my friend Reg. It's a pretty good topic that we see a lot inside of this group. So I definitely told him that I want to be part of it.
All right. It's time to get back to the show. Now we can go all four boxes. Okay. Ray, I just entered a question. What type of man do you think a woman will submit to?
What type of man would a woman submit to?
Yes.
I think that most women would definitely submit to the alpha style dude. You know what I'm trying to say? Basically, you got to have your stuff together, man. You know, it is what it is. So it's like, to me, I kind of look at it a little bit different than a lot of, you know, guys or whatever not. I kind of see it like you really got to have your stuff together in order to say that you want to lead your household. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you can't be out there doing whatever you want to do, making poor decisions in everyday life, and then calling yourself a leader. You know what I'm trying to say? Now, for us guys that got it together, the high value guy, you know what I'm saying? I think to a certain degree, we do need that cooperation and that submission to a certain degree. Yeah.
Okay, one of the things that I think women tend to submit to guys that are decision makers. You got to make decisions.
Exactly.
You can't be indecisive. You know, you can't worry about being perfect about making a decision, whatever decision you make, but you cannot allow a woman to constantly make decisions and expect her to submit to you. Another thing is respect. You got to demand respect. An alpha man will demand respect. I don't mean respect as far as abuse. I mean respect as far as getting a woman, not allowing her to talk to you any type of way, not allowing her to say just any type of thing, by correcting her and demanding respect. A lot of times, women tend to go off at the mouth because they haven't had a father figure around that taught them how to interact with a man. Do you agree with me, fellas?
Yeah, most definitely. That goes back to what we talk about all the time. I mean, in the Black community, there's a large percentage of single family homes primarily ran by women. And a lot of them just never had those father figures in their life to even see what cooperation or submission even is. You know what I'm saying? I think that in today's terms, whenever we say the word submission, people run from it. But in a smaller sense, I think that what most people are really talking about is cooperation. You know what I'm trying to say? Like you got your husband that knows how to do X, Y, Z inside the marriage, and you always getting some pushback on making even the right decisions. You see what I'm saying? That's not even submission. It's just cooperation.
Okay, I want to get to the Elliot.
Well, for me, I'm going to say I require submission. And I totally understand what Ray's talking about, but I'm talking about from a spiritual perspective. And so for me, our house has to be ran like that. And I totally agree with Ray about a man having to have his stuff together and the idea of a woman having to have a father figure. My wife had a father figure. She was raised by her father and her mom. And I definitely reminded her of her dad. And so she came into it knowing how relationships work. And so it was no question that my wife submitted to her father. And I saw that, and that drew me to her. And so when I came, I had that same personality. So it was an easy transition. I mean, even her father, he had to tell her, hey, I'm letting you go. And now all commands come from your husband. And that's pretty much how it was. And it's always been. But as a man, I have to have my
submission money.
Go ahead. I have to have my stuff together. Like, you know, so as a leader, I have to be able to know how to manage my home in regards to finances, how to communicate to my wife. Just because you are the leader, that doesn't mean you drag your wife. At the end of the day, you know, I have to show my wife the love and care that a man should show from a biblical perspective. My whole life is devoted to caring for my wife, to make her life as easy as possible, to make sure in her role, she can be successful. So I work long hours. I do the businesses. I'm trying to make sure that she doesn't ever have to work for anyone again. That's me. That's my role.
So right now she's still working right now currently as a doctor, right?
Yeah, she's working right now as a doctor. But in 6 years, that's over with. And she'll take those skills and then we'll migrate them into the business. But she has 6 more years before she retires. Then we'll be double retired.
So Elliot, right now, I got to ask this question. I hate to interrupt you, Elliot, but I got to get to the good part. So this is your fourth marriage, and you have what, 3 kids, correct?
Six kids.
Including one. So how did you approach your wife? That's what I have to know.
Wait, so please hold your comments about all of this, because I want you guys to, at the same time, address those things, you know, all at once, you know, just wait.
That's
usually a red flag, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this will be real talk. So when I met my wife, me and my wife was both making 6 figures when me and my wife met. That's number one. So she, you know what I'm saying? I had my own gym business and I was in the military. So we both came with credentials professionally. Now we came to personally, my wife on resume and in real life is an anomaly. She's like a meteor that just come out of nowhere. She had never been married, no kids, and you know, completing her doctorate. And then for me, I had children in previous marriages. What helped me come to my wife was that I was at a point in my life where I was getting my life together in regards to my personal life, my spiritual life. And so I was going through therapy. I was going through that transition, and she was my friend. And then as I progressed and I was doing my thing from that side, then it just naturally fell into place. But she saw out that my character, even with all of that, was stellar in regards to who I was as a man and my principles, because I was transitioning and transforming into my real manhood and not that childish stuff that I was doing back in the day. And so she met me at that right moment while I was transitioning. And besides that, I had the other resume to back it up. So for us, it was just a timing, and then we just hit it off. And so it was all good. And then after that, man, once we got married, we got engaged, we got married in less than a year.
Wow.
So we met in January. Yeah, and Ray was my best man. And we met in January. We were cool. We started dating like exclusively, like in around June. We got proposed in September. We got married in November. I don't believe in long engagements. And this was after my commitment to Christ and all those things. So that's what sealed it. Once I committed my life to God and truly was going through that conversion, my wife was all for it. Outside of that, none of that would have worked.
Wow. Wow. Amazing story. I can tell you that. Amazing story. I can tell you that. So what do you call a beta man? Who was that? Well,
go ahead.
Okay. Laughing. What's the definition of a beta man? That's what I want to know. If a woman's not with an alpha man, she's with a beta man, correct?
No, not necessarily. There's okay. also a delta, and there's also a damn omega.
Break
omega
them down
is
to
the
us,
last
Ray.
Hierarchy, period.
So break them down to us then, Ray.
Alpha, beta, delta, and omega. Omega is the last. He's the last to eat, basically. You see what I'm saying? So basically, what a lot of women don't understand when they say, I want a guy with alpha qualities, what you really want is a beta male. Because a beta male is gonna patronize you all day, tell you how beautiful you are, and give you whatever you want, and he's going to be a happy wife, happy life type of dude. When you with an alpha, you ain't going to get all that. It is what it is.
All right, then. So that's it. I figured alpha and beta, but I'm sure didn't figure delta. So that's something new to me. I want to give a quick commercial break real quick because we do have a sponsor. So I'm going to go ahead and get this sponsor in real quick.
Hello, this is Attorney Robert J.
And she's going to, delve into you. She's going to submit. If she doesn't, I don't care what your resume says, she's still going to challenge you. She's going to challenge that. She's going to try that, especially if she's a go-getter,
okay,
she's just naturally unchallenged.
Believe it or not, I have a woman who believes in submission.
I'm shocked at that. Go ahead.
I have a woman that believes in submission, so I'm going to get her on the telephone real quick, okay?
Okay.
Hopefully she answers. She should be paying attention.
Hello?
What's going on, Nia?
Hey, Reggie, how are you?
Good, good, good. Welcome to the show, and thank you for allowing me to call you to be on the show.
Of course, of course.
So the word submission doesn't put a bad taste in your mouth, am I correct?
That is correct.
So explain why.
Well, because I think that the word submission has a negative connotation in today's society. But as a person that has grown, healed, been through some things, and actually sat down to take the time to learn what submission is, and have been with men that are great leaders, to me, I think submission speaks to how men and women operate in relationships. A man is supposed to nurture and love his wife, and in turn, she is able to curate a home and a space for him, and that is what submission is, like the yin and yang of a relationship, right? So you nurture me, you love me, you care for me. And in turn, I curate this home for you. I provide a safe space for you. You're able to be vulnerable with me. It's not about, a master versus slave type deal, which I think a lot of people look at it as today.
I agree completely. And just an example, you create it by, you said provide a safe environment or a pleasant environment. Just give me one or two examples what you mean by that.
I think it varies. It varies by the people that are involved in the household, right? Like what is comfortable for women is not the same for or another man, but it's a grooming process, right? So like, Let me back up a little bit. First of all,
okay.
I think I've heard some of the fellas say that, a man has to know how to lead. And that is correct, because submission is brought out of women by men. It's not something that, every man is deserving of. But I think we also need to point out that submission isn't for every woman either.
Oh.
You have to look at the people that are involved. Is the person that you're courting or trying to be with the type that's going to submit to you? Are you a good leader? And I think that a lot of times men and women don't acknowledge where they are with it. Like, there are a lot of men out there that will say women should submit and have no idea how to lead. You don't make good decisions. Right. You're not financially sound. Yep. You're dumb. I mean, there's no way that a man of that caliber is going to get a woman worth her salt to submit to him. It's just not going to happen.
So what's the financial plateau for submission? I need to know if I got my bucks lined up enough.
It shouldn't be a financial nothing.
So it's
it shouldn't be.
So that's the thing.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
Okay, it is. It is.
It is. It is. Absolutely.
Okay.
If you're a greeter, if you're a greeter at Walmart, and a woman out there going to submit to you, I don't care how nice and loving you are. Pedro, worker at Walmart,
and Pedro woman submit to him. So it doesn't matter.
No.
Okay. Pedro's woman is elite.
Philip, let's hear a response. Go ahead.
It absolutely matters. Here's why. For me personally, my house is a well-oiled, finely tuned machine. My finances are in order. Emotionally, I'm in order. So you have to come to the table with something that's going to make me want to leave my peace in order to invite you into my life. I'm not signing up for struggle.
Okay.
You don't have to be the richest man.
Yes.
You don't have to be the wealthiest man. You don't have to be the best looking man out the bunch, but you have to have it together.
So again, how much money are you talking about?
I need to know.
That's them dollars.
I don't think that there is a dollar amount, right? Because you can have a man that makes six figures that's living check to check.
You're right.
That can make things happen, right?
I think that the point that we were getting at is that everybody is not going to be in the same socioeconomic background. Some people are going to be making $45,000 a year within their households. And that's where they want to be. That's where they're comfortable at. You see what I'm saying? So that doesn't mean that that man that's making $45,000 a year does not deserve submission within his house. What we're doing is we're equating this to our lives. Of course, for our lives, most of us are six-figure earners. Okay. Totally different ball game, but we can't knock the little guy either.
And that's my point. Like, you go to other cultures, that's not even a thing.
So this whole six figure thing, I wanted to address that really quick. It's not about, and I hear the term thrown around, and I know just the guys on the panel, everyone's doing really, really well financially, but it's not about a certain financial point. Okay, I make this. It's your debt to income ratio.
Yeah.
Because you could be making $100,000 a year, but you can be in debt $120,000 a year and be in the range. You can be making $60,000 a year and be putting $30,000 away or towards investment. So I think that speaks to what you were saying, Ray, about, it's not necessarily a financial, regardless of your financial situation, your home, the guy should be submitting. You're right. I mean, the girl should be submitting. That's absolutely correct.
Okay, I'm going to let the official urban therapist weigh in and answer the question. Is there a specific type of man, in your opinion, that you think women innately submit to without question?
To be honest with you, I don't see a specific type of man that woman would submit to. If he's an alpha, beta, sigma, omega, it's all just based on that woman, that man, period. Besides other, I guess the what we call personality types, that's really just depend on that woman. I do know this, is that as long as the woman is feeling secure, then she'll quote unquote submit to any type of man, whether he's an alpha, beta, sigma, it don't matter. As long as she feel that type of security in the relationship.
I agree. I feel like submission and trust are in alignment with one another. They're very much in congruence with one another. If a woman trusts that man and his leadership and his authority, his leadership ability, a man has to be capable of following in order for him to know how to lead. A man has to demonstrate that he submits to a higher authority than himself spiritually, and is spiritually congruent before a woman can invite herself to submit to him. Because the thing is that if there is no checks and balances, right, then how is it that you can ever provide a secure space for that woman?
Yeah, exactly. And I made a comment that on the pre-show that the modern day woman has an issue with submission. The reason why I made that comment is because well, when you look at the word submission, all it is just a form of mutual respect. And there are not all of them, but there are many modern day women who lack that mutual respect towards a man. This could be for various reasons. It could be due to their upbringing. It could be due to their career status. Because there are modern day women out there that do use their career status or their educational status as a form of emasculation towards that man. Just the same as men do it too. But there are different factors out there for us, the modern day women. So that's why I made that comment, where I believe that there are many modern day women who doesn't submit or respect to that man because of these different elements.
Okay. So how did you feel about the men and their perceptions on this particular panel as a male? Like, how did you feel about the fact that they're completely overlooking the fact that a Sigma male is even a factor, you know? And I feel like the Black community often does that, which is why my comment was, that was my purpose for that post that I posted, because I feel like oftentimes Black men are trying so very hard to kind of fit themselves into a particular box, and they're competing against one another just for the sake of personality congruence, right? To fit within these boxes, but these boxes do not effectively outline the potential types of men and types of personality characteristics of the men that are available and that are out there. And oftentimes the men start to feel like Omega men, which are basically a group of imposter syndrome, you know? So how do you feel about their perceptions?
Well, I feel that they hating on the SIGs, like, for real. Maybe because they don't know that Sigma males do exist. I don't know why. Maybe because the Alpha and the Beta is more of a popular thing that you hear around nowadays. I was very shocked when he mentioned about the Omega. I was very shocked about that. But but at the same time, the Alpha and Beta, they're normally the ones who are mentioned on that. So I don't know. I just think that, you know, that's probably either hating or they just was uneducated about the siblings, especially the sibling roles and the one social norm too, because the siblings play a very vital role in the social norm.
Yeah. And I think the reason is because they are what we call our the natural order of things, kind of like natural consequences of life type of male. So they go their own way and they entrust themselves to a higher authority because they are really, really good at relying on the resources that they have. So they're not out here with a huff puff syndrome. They're doing what's necessary to keep their lives congruent and balanced and the people that are connected to them congruent and balanced, but they're not fishing for attachments, because these are men who are very much together, very much actually secure in their person. Their sense of self. So, and it's quite uncommon for the Black male to be a Sigma simply because Black males carry so much vicarious trauma. You know, and I think that that's one of the main reasons. And, you know, that's what I was going to talk about on a separate show, but it's one of the main reasons that, you know, a lot of Black men don't consider, oh, well, you know what? Sigma male may be more in alignment with me, more in attunement with me once they've gotten themselves together. because it's not, it's uncommon.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that because it is uncommon. The path to becoming a Sigma male, it deals with highly accountability.
Yep.
You have to take accountable for the things that you did, whether it's positive or negative. And you have to as you, I always use the word, you have to be a pragmatist and analyze the whole situation as a whole, and it does apply to your everyday life. Now the role of the alpha and the betas, they necessarily don't like to take accountability.
Mm-hmm. They don't move into emotionally mature, congruent space. They don't typically.
Exactly.
They do what's expected of them. And betas are looking for somebody else to take the fall for things. And that's why they're reluctant to lead, because they're not quite sure of themselves in that position as a leader. But it doesn't mean that beta men don't lead, because oftentimes they get misconstrued as well. Like, they still lead. Just looks a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Thought that one said happy wife, happy life means that you're a beta, Ray. He was too much. So, you know, oftentimes like people get that misconstrued. If you have an overarching idea that your wife and her happiness in the relationship is not meant to be a point of interest for you or an investment for you, then what's wrong with you? That's very toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. It is. So I feel like sometimes we got to ask ourselves, like, are you forcing the idea of submission onto women? And if that's the case, why aren't you trying something different if you're not getting women to submit to your authority as a man? I think that modern day women, Miss Sandy made a really great point. You know, women aren't just going to submit to anybody. They have to feel secure with what you're demonstrating on a consistent basis. Now, it doesn't mean that the woman is looking for you to do something specific. It means that this woman needs to feel like, I'm going to protect it. I'm going to be protected at all costs by this man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a primary investment for this man. As a result, I'm going to follow his guidance and his leadership because he's earned that by way of just demonstrating that he is fully vested in me.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe that the alpha and probably even the beta male as well, what they're lacking is that they want to treat their women as property. Mm-hmm. And also they want to treat their women as though that's their children. Don't get me wrong. There are women that does the same thing and stuff. But since we're talking about the men right now, let's deal with the men. But yeah, that's what they do. They treat them as such. And eventually that's going to break down the relationship because that woman's going to feel inadequate. And she's gonna respond to it by, well, I need to evolve into a way where he will see me as this individual person or this woman versus being his child or his property. So she's gonna try to evolve into a person where she could be acknowledged. Then that alpha or that beta male, what's gonna happen with them is that they, instead of understanding what she's trying to do, they're going to take it as though she's trying to attack his manhood. She's trying to attack his masculinity and, you know, all these different other things and stuff too. And that's what causes a breakdown in the relationship period. But however, the Sigmas is different though. The Sigmas allow the woman to be a woman. The Sigmas understand whoever he's in a relationship with, he take the time out to totally understand her characteristic and allow her to be her and treat her as a woman, period, not as property, not as, you know, his child or anything like that, and understand and respect it and move in that direction.
So do you think that there is an impact? There is a huge, social media has a huge impact on the way that men and women in the modern society view submission? And do you think that that's why most women are like not interested in submission? Because Reggie mentioned at the very beginning of his show that, you know, it puts a nasty taste, a bitter taste in the mouths of many women. You know, it's like submit for what? Submit to who? You know?
Yeah. Yep. I believe that not only the social media, but media period, you know, the betrayal of submission in movies and TV shows, just different factors like that plays a huge role with submission. And that's why many women, well, many modern day women react to the word submission the way that they do, where they be intimidated by it. They feel like it's taking away their femininity. And in most cases, they just don't want to do it because they fear. It's a scary word. It means that to them, it means that you're losing all your rights of being a woman and allowing this man to not only lead you, but to pretty much take control of you and your overall life. So when you veer it in that perspective, then yeah, that's pretty scary, you know, for them.
So do you think it has, like, because I mentioned to you guys that Derek Jackson was back, right, on his grind and everything. Yeah, do you Derek think doing some of his grind. Recent content, it's, like, this is his recent well, content? Like best friend
before. Yeah, he's been doing a lot. I'm not following him so on Facebook, so he's been doing a lot. He's been having this on audio podcast on Facebook and everything, doing this thing. Soulmate
is someone who So what do you guys think about that?
It's the one person who,
like, what do you think? He said this is what true intimacy looks like between black men and black women.
And no matter what happens, you'll always love them.
Well,
nothing can ever change that.
I believe he got this on story from what's the name of that page? I follow the page too, Black Excellence on Facebook. So it paints a type of narrative that these are the relationship goals for black people going on these trips and doing, you know, these vacations, linking up with a dude that looks a certain way.
Hey, linking up with somebody, a woman that tell looks Issa Rae way. To make this into a movie or something. Look, I could watch this on replay for like an hour and a half, no dialogue and none of that, man. I pay good money to do it too. I love this, man. And the people that I saw in the comments that were talking about this video also loved it as well. There was no negativity, which is a rarity these days. But something I kept seeing, people was like, yo, black love is beautiful. And it is. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for it. But the first thing that came to mind whenever I saw this couple, shout out to them, by the way, but the first thing that came to mind was intimacy. True, pure intimacy. It is so underrated. Like, people don't talk about that enough. I don't know if because it's understood or people don't know how powerful it is. Matter of fact, and people look at me crazy whenever I say this, I think intimacy like this is so powerful, it can heal you. Like, it can literally extend your life. Now, hear me out. Stress kills, right? That's not an opinion. That's a scientific proven fact. It causes inflammation. It causes terminal illnesses from cancer to heart disease. You know, it causes depression, anxiety, which leads to suicide. Okay, if stress can kill you, if stress can shorten your years on this earth, what can intimacy do? What can intimacy do? Again, true intimacy. I'm not talking about just sexual intimacy. I'm not talking about foreplay, you know. No, both physical and non-physical, non-sexual intimacy like what we see right here. As a matter of fact, if you just have sexual intimacy and you don't have the true intimacy like what we see right here, it actually may backfire and cause more stress, cause you to feel empty, cause you to feel used like a piece of meat, especially women, because y'all are more connected emotionally to your bodies and all that other good stuff. But this is what I consider to be true intimacy, like really being comfortable with each other. I mean, she's melting in his arms, he's magnetized to her. Intimacy, man, you know, two people that want to taste, touch, smell each other every time they think of each other, want to experience each other, want to experience new things together, man. Like, that type of intimacy is powerful. It ain't nothing to play with. Now, let me give a disclaimer. You can't just jump into this type of intimacy. Yeah, it's all good and great and it's powerful and everybody should have it and all that good stuff. But there's certain boxes you got to check off first, of things that need to be there, or rather things that don't need to be there in order for intimacy to have a true chance in your relationship. Like, you know, you can't have a lot of criticism, a lot of inconsistency, a lack of communication, a lack of trust, a lack of boundaries, lack of that kind of stuff. Like, you can't just skip past that and go straight into intimacy. And there's only two reasons a person will even try to do that. One, maybe because they're genuinely naive. They don't know. They haven't seen a relationship like this or been given the game from somebody who had a relationship like this on how to build towards that, which is why we need these conversations. Or two, they think they're above that process. They think they're above the work it takes in order to lay the foundation for intimacy. They think they're above the patience that it takes, which you can't necessarily call a person like this a straight up narcissist. You can't just diagnose them with that, but it's definitely a narcissistic red flag. Something I go in depth about in my book, Don't Forget Your Crown. Matter of fact, I'm a dude.
God, every time. The moment you want to give him credit. So what do you think, Official Urban Therapist? What are your thoughts?
I think we need to go purchase his book, Don't Forget My Crown. Because obviously he's not getting a lot of book sales. So we need to support our black people, like, for real. Obviously he's not getting a lot of book sales and he really need the money. So I think we just need to go and support him so he can stop on advertising about this book.
So do you think that this type of media has something to do with why women don't want to invest in men and submit to men?
Well, due to the nature of his situation, I would say yes. But for the simple fact that he did get caught cheating and all this other stuff, and I mean, yeah, it puts women into a scary situation where there are actually men they're out there that like Derrick Jackson that do these certain things, and they won't he require freedom to submit to him, but yet and still he want to go out and do the other things that he want to do. So yeah, it puts women into that certain space that, look, forget all that submission thing. Are you even worthy for me to submit to be honest?
So do you think that coming from the mouth of someone like Derrick Jackson, because I know you have to go or whatever, do you think that coming from the mouth of Derrick Jackson, someone like him, do you think that black women are more prone to submit to the authority of a man, or do you think that that makes them more, I don't know, anxious, overwhelmed, fearful of submitting to the wrong type of male energy?
Yeah, it brings a Derrick Jackson situation. It does bring a reality that there are men that are out there, and with something that went well. I'm putting it this way, the modern women, since they viewed this situation, yes, it puts them into a reality of being fearful. But at the same time, with nature, it also puts them into a mindset to really, really vex people, vex these men who they're going to be in a relationship with, period, you know?
Okay.
I mean, vex.
I figured. So I want to thank the Official Urban Therapist for coming on and sharing some time with us. He's about to get his show started and I'll be over there momentarily. But I know you got to hop off. So go ahead, tell my viewers where they can find you. And if you guys are checking me out for the very first time, make sure that you guys are hitting the like, the share button, hit, you know, thumbs up button, and providing me with where you guys sit on this particular issue of submission in modern day women.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me on, Dr. J. I wish I could stay on longer because this is a very great topic. At least we're not talking about Kevin Samuels right now. That's great. So
Kevin Samuels is needed for that conversation. He's pushing women to force themselves into submission. And, you know,
Why did I have to say something? Never mind. I am the Fisher Herbert Therapist. You can find me on all platforms. I'm on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I just opened up a TikTok account as well. So I'm on TikTok. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple Podcasts. So I'm everywhere. So you'll be able to find me. YouTube. I'm everywhere.
And he also is on Anchor if you guys are looking for a monthly subscription as to how you guys can support him.
That too.
Are you the official Urban Therapist on there?
I'm the official Urban Therapist everywhere.
Okay. So if you guys see at the bottom of my ticker, it says support via anchor.fm/DocLQJ. Just put sub the DocLQJ with the official Urban Therapist. And you guys should be able to bring up, you know, his subscriptions and be able to donate to him monthly. Okay.
Yep. Appreciate it. And I will see y'all on the next show. And if y'all want to tune in to mine as well, come on over after you finish the Dr. J show. I'm on YouTube too, y'all. So I got to type in Fisher Therapist.
All right. Well, see you soon. So I want to know, says Kevin's playing reruns while he's on vacation. Oh, that's a great thing. I heard he was walking around New York, taking pictures of people walking their dogs or something like that. I think that's what they said on last night's show. So the Al Show says, I don't blame women who don't like the word submit. It's fine by me. They don't want to go near it. It's rational. Okay. So I asked you guys how you feel about submission and what does submission mean to you? And I've talked to you guys about the art of submission, the idea, the concept, but of submission and trust, right? And how that's a part of the process for women, not only modern day women, but also traditional women. A lot of folks don't realize that, but it's the point of interest for women. Women want to know that they can trust the person that they're going to put their lives in the authority of. It's a heavy thing. And submission is not, oftentimes that negative connotation that is associated with it comes from negative energy from men, toxic masculinity, right? And women no longer are willing to invest in that toxic level of masculine energy. I think that women are looking for men that they can respect, that they can honor, that they can do for and not feel indebted to in a negative way. I think they're looking for someone that they can invest in emotionally and somebody who equally invests in them. And as a result, I don't think that women have a problem with submitting. At some point, you got to want to tear down those very heavy defensive walls and build something stable. Let's see. Exactly. So the thing is, I mentioned earlier that I spoke to a male friend of mine, and his point was, well, women do not want to submit because women are broken in the Black community. They're so traumatized and they have a problem with admitting their brokenness. And if they are admitting their brokenness, it means something's wrong with them and not the men. Therefore, the women refuse to submit because they know that men will recognize that. So I want to say this to his response. The realities are this. Men and women in the Black community have suffered a significant amount of trauma at the hands of one another, but also at the hands of others outside of our community for ages on end. And I think that the vicarious element of trauma sometimes deconditions softness, femininity, and trust. You know, if you look at some of the mindsets of men, right? If men don't take protective positions in society in general towards women in respectability politics, when it comes to respecting a woman's right to say no, a woman's right to her own body, these things, right? Then they're just not going to submit because it's not safe to do so. Okay. And I have to emphasize the importance of us understanding that. Said it's not about men, it's about reality. Submission is about control, and no one wants to be controlled. So submission is not about control. Submission is about followership and leadership. So submitting to someone's authority doesn't mean that they're in control of you. It means that you are yielding the decision-making ultimately to them. But more importantly, you trust them enough to be able to do that, because you have to relinquish that inside of you that is internally confused and very much insecure, right? So you have to relinquish control of you kind of being feeling like you need to be in control of everything to allow someone else to lead and guide and construct, you know, your life's health. So, you know, that's what it is. If you look at it from a Christian or biblical level, right? The concept is Christian people submit to the authority of God, right? Doesn't mean that God is ultimately a person or element that is controlling you. It means that you trust the word of God to lead you in the right direction so that your path can be ordered properly and your outcomes can be abundant or beneficial to you, right? So God gives human beings free will. So if he didn't give you free will, then he'd be controlling you, right? He gives you trust. Therefore, you give blind trust and faith and allegiance to your faith. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that you have to look at it from that perspective to truly understand what it really means. I think that's the easiest way to break it down for, you know, people who have grown up under the influence of America, because America is one nation under God, right? So if you relinquish control, then you don't have control, thus submission. Not a good idea to give up control. So my point stands. Well, the reality is this, okay? If you relinquish control that you don't have, so it's an idea. So I said you feel like you're in control, right? So nobody is ever in control. Essentially, the spirit element is what guides you, construct your experiences and exposures to life. So everything that you are going through, everything was already meant to be. You are only in control of your perception. That's it. Your perception can control your outcomes or your behaviors. So if your belief system is what you submit to, your belief system will guide and shape the way that you view the world around you, your set perceptions. If your perceptions are receiving your experiences properly, your steps will continue to be ordered in a proper way, and you will continue to progress and manifest greatness and elevate your maturation level so that you can continue to do things or behave in a way that is consistent with your level of maturation and growth in life. So, if we're looking at it like that, you never had control to begin with, but you need to understand that you never had control. And once you relinquish the idea that you are in control, someone is able to help mold, cultivate, and shape more positive outcomes with you because you are submitting to their leadership, their guidance, companionship, and a greater sense of purpose, which is the faith that guides and constructs the relationship that you two are building together collectively. So what it says is that you understand that you are not bigger than life. You are not larger than life, because if you were in control, then you would be a person who would be able to never die, right? We are not in control. We don't control, we don't push the button to life or death. The submission idea may be relevant to religious types, but not in a general context. It applies the same way. That's just the best way to explain it, because for people who do really, who really don't understand it, you kind of have to explain it in a spiritual, not necessarily religious way, because regardless of what spirituality you are, or if you're non-denominational, you realize that life came about somehow, right? So if life came about somehow, you were not in control of that. You, if you were in control, you would have been able to control whether or not you were born, the day you were born. If you were in control, if your mother was even in control, your mother would have been able to control when it is that she went into labor. She wouldn't have been walking down the street, going to the park, going to the grocery store. You understand what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, a water broke. So that tells you that you're not in control. All of these things are in the world that are spiritual, are constantly reminding us that we are not in control. However, we are spiritual elements, collections of energy who are continuously evolving and growing throughout our life experience. And we're supposed to be taking advantage of the opportunities that life exposes us to so that we can elevate ourselves and grow in a positive direction. You can't elevate and grow in a positive direction if you think that you're the person in control of the ship and you never were. What'll happen is you'll wake up dead one day and then you realize that, damn, I wasted a lot of time thinking that I could control all of the things in the universe, but I never got a chance to do any of the things that I plan to do, because your plan is not the plan that is important in the grand scheme of things. But you also blocked your vision by trying to control that element. So it's about spiritual attunement. Relationships are also equally about spiritual attunement, which is why people should not start having sex with anybody freely, because that's energy that you're exchanging, right? Negative soul ties when you're not with the right person that is meant for you longitudinally in a relationship over the course of a lifespan. So I think it's larger than what we look at on the surface. And when you expand yourself and open yourself up to be receptive to information, curious instead of all knowing, life will yield the answers that you need in order for you to remain congruent. So, you know, so my explanation that I just gave you was not religious, it was spiritual. The first one was from a Christian experience, and that one was religious. So now, do you have a better understanding? They both tie into one another. Religion is a subsector of spirituality. But so, continue to share your reflections. Tell me what you think is, preventing modern day women from subscribing to submission, and why is it so negatively viewed? Let me know what you guys think, because Cynthia G and Kevin Samuels are two extremes of one another. And I feel like media has a lot of influence on the way that people view relationships. But these aren't things that we didn't know were going on, right? They're just highlighting the issues with our society that have already existed for a length of time, and we've turned a blind eye to. So we have to ask ourselves, why is it that we would have people that are a part of our community deciding to have these very difficult conversations and very challenging views about the way relationships are invested in our community? So if we are to grow, we have to first acknowledge that there is an issue with the way that we see each other, the way we respect each other, the way we regard each other, the way that we view these constructs that help our relationships remain stable and sound. And so with that in mind, I'd love to know whether or not you're a person who believes in submission. If you believe that women and men should be just openly submitting to any spiritual element, Women should be submitting to any man, all men. Being feminine as a woman, do you think that that means that you are supposed to equally be submissive? Or do you feel like that is a separate construct? Because for me, it's definitely a separate construct. So you can be very feminine, but you don't have to necessarily be submissive to every male that comes along your way, right? And that's what that is. Says, point is, no one wants to be controlled in general, especially in regard to a relationship. That's just the way it is. So again, submission does not equate to control or lack of control. Submission relates to understanding. So it's an idea of relinquishing those guards that we have up in our lives and allowing someone else to help lead, guide, shape, and cultivate our outcomes. It has nothing to do with someone controlling you. So if a person is going to control you, they wouldn't have to guide you anywhere. They wouldn't have to lead you anywhere because they're the ones in control. They would be directing you. They would be giving you particular, you know, directives, not guidance, not advisements. So, says, no, women should submit, shouldn't submit and follow just anyone, and men shouldn't provide and protect just anyone. Okay. So go ahead, you guys, finish leaving your comments. I'm going to head over here to the Official Urban Therapist Show. And I am looking forward to seeing what you guys think about submission, what you guys think about modern women and their position on submission and the safety of submission. What does submission offer for modern day women, right? And what do men have to gain by a woman's submission? If you are a man, I want to know, do you require submission in your relationships? And more importantly, I want to know how you guys feel about the people that we viewed, their commentary, those men on the panel, on Reggie's panel. I want to know how you guys feel about some of the things they had to say. I know Miss Sandy made her comments about the fact that the young man had been married four times, and that was a point of contention for her. She just felt like, okay, he's not a reliable source, but he had a pretty healthy relationship, you know? And they have a pretty healthy balance. I thought that they mentioned some really, really important points over the course of their discussion that you guys could definitely take and hone in on and use in your own real life experiences, especially around finances and that component, because I continue to have that conversation on a day-to-day with you guys because everybody's so brains are so crowded with the idea, oh, six-figure earner in the Black community, that they oftentimes forget that making a certain amount of money, right, doesn't equate to wealth, being wealthy and utilizing your finances appropriately. So yeah, that part. You said, correction, he had three other pretty healthy relationships and look what happened. I don't know. I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like military culture is a lot different than traditional civilian culture when it comes to relationships and relationships survival. There are a lot of things that go on within military people and in our families and the way that we are. It's a different culture in and of itself. I'm just going to say that. But I'm happy to see that they are faring well in their relationships. I just thought that there was some hints of toxic masculinity from some of the males there based on their perspectives that they presented. So if you guys did not if you did not catch the video from the beginning, go back and rewind to the beginning and check out the content in the beginning of the video so you can see those panelists and their discussion around submission and the way that they view it as men. And also the young lady who came in to talk about what her feelings around submission are. He said, I'm not taking financial advice from a homeless man. I mean, you don't know. You know, I have met some homeless people doing my crisis work who are extremely happy. It's interesting to me sometimes. Yeah. So Alsha, you think that submission doesn't allow a person to be them own, to be their own self? That's interesting. Really interesting, because I'm very much myself and I believe in submitting to my man. I've always been extremely congruent, my sense of self. I've never had a problem with that, and I've submitted in marriage for what, over 30 years. So that's interesting. Very interesting. But so that's, you know, that's what I got, you guys. I shout out to the chat because you guys are always awesome. You know, always have so many great things to add to the conversation and expand the conversation. I appreciate the respect in the chat room tonight. You guys haven't been like outrageous, because last night got kind of testy. Y'all were all the way out of line. Just don't know what to say about you folks. But no, just know that this is an accountability channel. We do have the very difficult conversations that sometimes bring out the worst in us and sometimes brings out the controversy in us. And I don't want you guys to feel like you cannot share your insights, perspectives, whatever you're feeling, right? Because some of these topics can get pretty heated. And we have some very strong views on it. I want you to know that this is a channel where your viewpoints are respected and valued, even if I don't agree with them. And even if they're completely weird and off the wall, off the charts, because sometimes like sometimes I feel like I gotta play this, and I probably should have last night. But I didn't have to. So that tells me that even though you guys were completely off the wall last night, you know, you guys were somewhat congruent, somewhat respectful. You dialed it back within good time. Okay. But so that is all that I have, you guys. I hope that you guys have a blessed and a productive rest of your night. And hopefully you guys can be a positive impact on the people that are connected to you tonight and in other situations. Please remain emotionally congruent, emotionally mature enough to have the difficult conversations if you are in a relationship that is giving you some challenges in your life, right? And then get therapy if you need therapy, if you're hurting on the inside, if you find that you're being a person who is extremely abusive to other people emotionally, physically, or otherwise. Financial abuse is a real thing, okay? It's a whole move. It's a thing. It really is. So nobody should be forced into submission. I don't believe in that. I feel like women will submit to the right authority when they find themselves in the right space, spiritually congruent with the right energy. I feel like oftentimes the black men are expecting women to submit to them regardless of who they are, and they equate that with femininity, and they are not the same. They're just not the same. But continue to give me your comments. That's all I got, you guys. Take care. Have an amazing week ending. Later days. Bye.
Who alive can't put me in a box? I redefine any definition you got. I am the tiger, I'm making steps to the top. The flames, I rip it up, you just gotta hand me the rock. Take a seat, you cannot stand it. All I know, the flow harder than a scotch bunny. Don't try it better than me, you cannot manage. This ain't what you want, bitch, I'm a fucking phenomenon. Say what you want, bitch, I'm a fucking phenomenon.